Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Landis reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields the ball and throws to Horlan covering. Safe. Allen moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Allen scores. Verhals moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Verhals scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cunningham out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rollins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Cam Carrion now catching. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Kerrion and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cam Kerrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kerrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerrion hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.